maybe just talk a little bit about that homestand. How you guys keep rolling?
Well, we have players back in the lineup. I think with when you look at the season, the first 10 games we play for 600. Then game 11 to 20, we play for 400. So the injuries started to happen. And then don't get me wrong, we don't blame the injuries. But at some point, you have to consider that in the results. Also, the having 13, 14 new players on the team, building a team. So the first two games of the season, we lost 4-1, 8-1. And then from there, we managed to come back and regroup as a team to play 600 in the first 10 games. The following 10, we play for 400. Veselainen decided, went home, and then a few things happened. So we were in a kind of a readjusting mode. And then we win a game in San Diego, 5-1, but it's a real heavy, tough game that cost us physically. So we won that game 5-1, but physically we got injured and for a long period of time, and it started overplay some players. So the following nine games, we won one, lost eight. Christmas time, Christmas time comes, we reset, guys are coming back in the lineup, and since then we play for 7.72, 40 goals for, 19 against in 11 games. We're playing the right way right now. Guys are back. They understand. So my point is, good start, 600 for the first 10 games. Getting used to the system, the new players understanding what they need to do. Take some time. Building a team needs time. Getting to know each other, and more than that, playing for each other, it takes time. It takes a commitment. New captain. So a lot of things happen, and then from Christmas, I feel we have a team. More than anything else, we have a team. We play for each other. We understand what we need to do. Eric Comrie has been outstanding for us. We're scoring more goals at a rate of 360-something per game, which is much better. It gives us a chance to win. And the reason for it is because we defend better. So keeping things in perspective, that's I think it's the answer to your question is there's a process to it, and that now we understand the process.
You kind of challenged them around the Christmas break when they went home, right?
Well, I asked them to think about what they do well, what they need to bring back after the Christmas break, and how they're going to help our team. Think about what we can improve. I asked them to reflect on the first part of the season, basically, and I believe they did so. We asked them to stay physically fit during that break, because we can't waste any time. And then we looked at the schedule and we say, okay, boys, this is where we are. There's nothing we can do about it. If we want to give ourselves a chance to have a run to make the playoffs, we'll need to win some games. And we're like a GPS. We can give the direction to destination, but they have to drive and they have to go through tougher parts of the season, and they have to sacrifice their body. So they regrouped as a team and they responded well. Did we challenge them? I don't know if we did. I think we just did a big evaluation of where we were and what we need to do, and we took ownership of what needs to be done.
So there's not really anything, one thing specific you can put your finger on. You just feel like overall everything's just kind of coming together.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's never, when you lose a hockey game, I don't think it's ever one thing. And same thing when you win. I think it's a combination of different things. And right now we're confident. We play the right way. Eric Comrie is giving us a chance to win every game. And the addition of Logan Shaw along the way, and some veterans, and Lou Saminiku, but Logan Stanley plays heavy minutes and he plays well. It's always a combination of different things.
What kind of player have you seen, or what kind of player do you think you have in Chris Collins, who joined you last week?
Well, short sample, just two games. You can see that he has some skills, offensive skills. He can skate well, and that's what we're going to expect from him. move your feet, make your plays. We want him to make plays because he has the skills, and we'll go from there. He's a pretty smart player. He understands quick what needs to be done, so we'll see what's going to happen.
You took kind of the long way here, right? When you get those guys here, do you see a little more, I'm not sure if incentive is the word, but do you see more of a sense of urgency to perform?
From our guys?
Well, from Chris. Just the fact because he's went the long route, right? He went to
I guess so, but he's more mature, right? He's 26 years old. He's got experience. He hasn't played. It was 2 games ago. It was his first AHL game, pro game, at this level. But quickly, you could see that he's a man. So that counts. And he was doing a real good job in the East Coast, and then we kept an eye on him. Sometimes, I mean, your path and my path is different, and his path has been different than somebody else. And, you know, it's a great example that when you don't give up, there's always a chance that by working hard and being good at certain things, you don't need to be good at a million things, but a few things. If you're doing it the right way and you're a good worker, good things will happen, and hopefully it's going to keep going for him.
Speaking of paths, Pascal, a guy like Eric Comrie, who you mentioned as playing so well, there's a guy who, maybe going back to training camp, there was some thought that this would be the year where he could push for a backup role with the Jets. Obviously, that hasn't happened. Laurent Brossoit has been brilliant with the Jets. Have you ever detected any frustration from Eric? Because it seems like, as good as his play is, the attitude is right there as well, that he's got the right mindset and approach.
If he did have any frustrations, I didn't see it. And you just look at his work ethic. He's been, you look at him in practices, it's amazing. He wants more. He wants more shots. He wants to stay on the ice on an off day or an optional day, which it doesn't happen very often, but he wants to go on the ice. He's got this foundation of hard work built with him, and he's just working hard. So if he had any frustrations, I don't know. But what I do know is the first year, his partner in the net was Connor Hellebuck. The second year, it was Andre Pavelec. Last year, it was Michael Hutchinson. And this year, we told him, this is your net, and you run with it. And you that's, again, different path, right? You all have a different path. And then the first 3 years, he was really challenged by having real good goaltenders with him, with more experience or older. And now he's taking all of this, and he's taking advantage of the situation. And you know what, the real honest answer here, whether it works for the Jets or not, in Eric's case, it's going to work somewhere. Like, he's building a name for himself because he stuck to the plan. He kept working hard. He's an amazing team player. We have we do some tests with the players as far as who's got leadership in the room and in what fashion, and he's, every year since I've been there, he's one of our biggest leader in the room just because of his work ethic, and he's a positive kind of guy. So that goes a long way, and at some point it's going to pay off.
Right, and that's, goalie's that awkward position, right, where you could have a forward down here, a defenseman, and you know there's more than one or two jobs maybe available that they're fighting for. Goalie's such a limited position, and if you get in an organization that has some good goaltending up top, it could be frustrating for a player, but as you say, he seems to be handling it as well as anybody could expect.
Well, what you can do is control what you can do, and that's what he's doing, and it's easy to say, but when we face that kind of challenges individually, it might be a different game. So for him to face the adversity, and that's some kind of an adversity, he's doing it the right way. He's working hard, he's staying positive, and he believes in himself. He's very confident about his game, and he believes that at some point he'll have a chance. If it's here, great. If it's not, he'll have a chance somewhere else.